Yeah.
He spoke about Shatru Marchandan.
Okay.
Yeah. Now understand. So Narayan Maharaj is speaking, explaining and narrating what Bhavan Maharaj has said. So he is saying that Bhavan Maharaj has said that this Chatur Masya fast is observed by everyone, every devotee of different sects. Even Mayavadi also observe this fast. And in our Vaishnav Shastra there is no any separate mentioning of Chatur Masya Vrat, though it has mentioned Urja Vrat. Frankly speaking, Urja Vrat pertains to Kartik month fasting only. And it appears, and many of in our parampara claims that as it has not been mentioned in our Goswami's scriptures that we should observe Chatur Masya fast, so we are not bound to observe Chatur Masya fast, we should do fasting only for Kartik month. But Maharaj said that it is wrong, totally wrong. Why? Because we have to see what our Vaishnav Mahajan has themselves observed. We find that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu observed this Chaturmasya fast. We find that Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada observed this Chaturmasya fast. And Prabhupada was having this suspicion that in coming time there will be many Vaishnava in Gaudiya Parampara also, they will say that there is no need of observing Chatur Masya fast. So he got his photograph snapped with his beard informing that he was observing Chatur Masya fast. Understand? So he said that it is very sad thing that in our Gaudiya Samiti, Vedanta Samiti also, some people are whispering like this that we may not observe. But somehow or other Vedanta Samiti and disciple of Madhav Maharaj Gaudiya Math, they are following Chatur Masya in very restricted manner. So we should follow, observe all rules and regulations of Chatur Masya, as well as should know what is the latent meaning in it. The real meaning is that we should develop preeti, love, at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So, we should follow the footstep of Vaishnav and Guru. And Maharaj explained that our Guru is Vaishnav. Why we selected a person our Guru? Because he is a Param Vaishnav. So mind it that we should not have this feeling now as we have accepted one Guru, we should neglect other Vaishnava. No. All Vaishnava are like Guru. We should respect them like Guru. And hence, when a Vaishnav comes to the state of very advanced Krishna consciousness, at that time, his speech is Krishna's voice and voice of scriptures. There is unionism of Hari, Guru and Vaishnav. Ekya. Now if somehow or other we see that Guru is speaking something which is different from the statement of Vaishnava and the scriptures, then we should be alarmed. We should not accept it. Or if any Vaishnava is saying something which is different from the statement of Guru and scriptures, so we have to see that what majority says. But if a Vaishnava and Guru is in the very high advanced stage, there it has been stated that the voice of Hari, Guru and Vaishnava is same. So we should observe this fast where? Maharaj explained the place. And in place he said we should observe this fast at Dham. What is Dham? Vrindavan is Dham. And it is mostly said that Chaturmasya and especially Kartik Vrat is to be observed in Vrindavan. It has got lot of Mahatma. Mahatma means importance and glorification. Also, we may observe it at Navdeep Dham. If it is not possible to observe it at Dham, then we may go to Tirth. Bhavan Maharaj spoke this much only, but Narayan Maharaj explained it more. This shows that there is difference between Dham and Tirth. Tirth means pilgrimage. Pilgrimage. So there is difference between pilgrimage. So there are differences. Ayodhya is Dham, and gravity of Dwarka is more than Ayodhya, and Dwarka is also Dham, and gravity of Vrindavan is more than Mathura, and Vrindavan and Navdeep is same. In Navdeep, in Vrindavan, Govardhan is more important, and in Govardhan, Radhakund is more important. This is the way we should understand that which place is the best. And it has been stated by our Vaishnava that who will be that intelligent person who has, after understanding the real meaning and importance of Radhakund and all these dham, will not like to stay here. So, Mathura Mandal is said to be very, very highly respectable and important. Mathura Mandal, Madhupuri. Why? Because it contains Vrindavan and Govardhan. So, Govardhan is more important and more having more gravity than Govardhan, because in Vrindavan there was Ras, and that was Panchayati Ras, where the gopis of all bhav and ras were gathered together. And Govardhan, the Ras which is taken place in Govardhan, that was not Panchayati Ras. There some special gopis were present, like-minded gopis were present, and there was flood of love of the same gopis and Krishna, exchange of love. So Vaishishti, speciality of Govardhan is more than Vrindavan. And in Radhakund speciality is more, because there only Radha and Krishna are present with those manjaris which are very much intimate to Radharani, and that's all. So that place is more important. So Navdeep is the place where we should take bath, just as we should take bath in Yamuna. So if someone takes bath at Ganges in Navdeep and he tries to dive deep into it, then he will come out in Vrindavan. This is the way. If he dives deep into Ganges of Navdeep, then he will come out at Vrindavan. Why? Because love of Mahaprabhu is a deep ocean. And if someone takes dive into that ocean, then he will come out as in the deep ocean of love of Radha Madhava. This is connected. So Maharaj gave one example that now let us analyze Tirtha. In Tirtha, there are many pilgrimage. Prayag is called head of all, king of all the Tirth. So his name is Tirth Raj. Name of Prayag is Tirth Raj. So Tirth Raj complained to God, Lord, that you have given me designation of Tirth Raj. And Narad was saying to me that I am not Tirth Raj. Look, Vrindavan and Navdeep has never come to me and bowed their heads to me. He says, look, don't get upset by the statement of Narad. Try to use your own intelligence also. In fact, he is giving you, he is not disturbing you, he is giving you intelligence. I have given you this designation, it is completely correct. You are king of all the Tirtha. But you are king of Tirtha, not of my house. You are not king of my house. My house is my house. So Vrindavan is my dham. Dham means abode, living place. So you cannot be king of my abode. So you should be very much clear on this point. that teeth are the places where sages and saintly people get together and they talk about Lord, just as in Naimisharan 84,000 rishis got together and they talked about Bhagavatam. That is teeth place. Teeth place are generally situated near Ganges and Yamuna and Pois rivers like this. So they are not the living place of God. So then he said Damodar Vrat, about this Damodar Vrat. Radha ji ka Damodar ka vashisht hai, sakhaon ke Damodar se. So Damodar is not only Yashoda's Damodar. Yashoda ma just because could bind Krishna's on his from his stomach, so he is Damodar. No, Damodar, that is Krishna, is bound by all, by Sakha also, by Yashoda ma also, and by Radharani also. When he was bound, then Sakha was not able to open it, and they were playing with Krishna, and at that time he was Sakha Damodar. He was not Yashoda Damodar. At that time he was Sakha Damodar. And when Yashoda was trying to bind him and she could bind him, that was Yashoda Damodar. And when Radharani, he goes to Radharani and she binds him, then he is Radha Damodar. So we have to understand that there is a difference in all the three stages. So Satyavrat Rishi started praying from Namami Shivaram, it is from Dasiras, he started from Dasiras, and then with the effect of this prayer, with the potency of this prayer, his understanding and consciousness just developed more, and he came into Sakhiras, where he is seeing that Krishna is with his friend, and but bound by this Ukhal is, you know, he was bound by mortar, M-O-R-T-A-R, mortar, A-R. So now Yashoda Ma, Maharaj was saying one thing very we have to understand. There is exchange of Vatsalya Ras between Krishna and Yashoda. So Krishna is running and Yashoda is running after him. Unless Yashoda runs faster than Krishna, she cannot catch him. But she could catch him. This means that the speed of Yashoda is faster than the speed of Krishna. Krishna is Vishay and Yashoda is Ashray. So the extent of Vatsalya is always faster than the extent of Vatsalya Ras in Ashray is more than in Vishay. Then only she can catch, and then she could bind also. Why? Because her Vatsalya feelings is two fingers more than Krishna's Vatsalya feelings, or Krishna just bows down as Vishay less than Yashoda. That's why he was bound.
What is Ashray?
Devotees are Ashray and the Krishna is Vishay. Remember this thing. We should not get confused. Krishna, to whom we love, is Vishay. And
is the object.
Yeah.
Ashray
yeah.
Is the subject.
Yeah.
Vishay means the enjoyer and Ashray means one who gives the enjoyment.
And Radharani is? Tell me, what is she?
Ashray.
Ashray. And Krishna is?
Vishay.
Krishna is Vishay.
Sometimes they change roles.
Eh?
3 days, so sometimes they switch.
Sometimes they switch. When Krishna starts looking for Radharani and crying for Radharani and just chanting the name of Radharani and taking bath in Radhakund 3 times, then he becomes Ashray and Radharani becomes Vishay. But according to scriptures, in general, in totality, when we will declare who is who, then we will say Radharani is Ashray and Krishna is Vishay. Therefore, Vatsalya of Ashray, that is Yashoda, is greater than Vatsalya of Vishay, that is Krishna. So in the last sentence or last prayer of Satyavrat, he is praying to Rassi, rope which could bind. Then he is praying to udar, stomach, that is
belly.
Which contains the whole universe, that belly. So by this prayer, his greed increased, his development goes up, and then he entered into the greed where he could understand that real Krishna's lover is Radharani, and there is the highest love between Radha and Krishna. He just developed this greed. He says, still it is not clear that whether he could get into it or not. After having greed, he could get into Madhuri Rasa or not. It is not clear. It is not stated anywhere. But this prayer leads to generate greed for this Madhuri Rasa love. Now, the important point which Bhaman Maharaj touched, that in fact Bhaman Maharaj spoke about Damodar Vrat. Now I am referring to Bhaman Maharaj lectures as it is. He spoke that when we observe this fast, we chant Satyavrat Damodar Ashtakam, and Damodar Ashtakam starts from Dasya Ras and it goes up to Madhuri Ras, where it is said Namo Anant Leelaya. Then he started explaining Leelaya, and he said that Leelaya is from word Leel. Leel means Ras. And now what does it mean by Ras? Well, exchange of mellow and Ras between Radha Krishna and Gopis. Now the question is that who can be Gopi? Who can taste this mellow? And who can talk about this mellow? And then he started discussing about Adhikar. And while discussing Adhikar, he said that according to 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a shloka that we should do sadhan. Sadhan means practice. And gradually, kramsha means step by step, we will progress and we will enter into deep devotion or raganuga bhakti. This is the step, style. We cannot jump into it. Then he said, in the same canto, later it is said, but if we associate with advanced devotees, then with the help of those devotees, we can get mercy of Lord directly, quickly. So we should be very much careful that this thing should be discussed, and should be, it belongs to those who are adhikari. Adhikari means who are eligible for it, qualified. So there is one word, lolium also, lol. If lol is there, then eligibility comes. Something he explained like this. So he was concerned that eligibility must be there. So Narayan Maharaj is explaining and detailing his lecture in this way, that these talks of Madhuri Ras cannot be discussed at Hate Gate Sathe. He was using Hate Gate Sathe. I don't know Gate Sathe. Hat means a general bazaar, where market, where things are being sold and people are coming. So if we start talking about this Madhuri Ras there, it will be very much dangerous thing. So it cannot be discussed in Hate Gate Sathe Mate. Hate Gate Mate. That is, here and there we cannot discuss, we should not discuss. Where should we discuss? Where there is Swajatiya Vichar, where the people of like-mindedness, the same mood must be there. So Maharaj said that I should clarify that in this regard, it is never rejected that there is no consideration of Adhikar. There is always consideration of Adhikar. But when Krishnadas Kaviraj was writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, he was also perplexed by this question. But he thought that he will present it in a way, and its gravity is such that those who are not having greed for it and eligibility for it and qualification for it will not relish it. So they will not taste it and they will give it up, leave it. Just as Krishnadas Kaviraj says that camel eats thorn, and cuckoo, cuckoo or cuckoo?
Cuckoo.
Coyle eats sweet manjaris of mango trees. So if there is mango tree and there are camels, we are never scared of camels because they will not touch it. Only cuckoo will come and taste it. So those who are qualified, they will taste it, and those who are not qualified, they will never taste it. So there is no danger now for me. So I will describe everything in detail. Because if I will not describe, then it will vanish. No one will be able to find. It will not stay in world. So Maharaj said that it is clear that we should be very much thankful to Krishnadas Kaviraj and our Vaishnava in line that they gave this thing to us, and we have to maintain it. We have not to let go from our hand by saying that we are not adhikari for it, like this. So Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur gave his own introduction, that I am Kamal Manjari, my dress is like this, my complexion is like this, my age is 12 years, this and all. Why? Because he wanted that this stream, this current of parampara in which this Manjari ras is given by Rupa Goswami, this should be maintained, this should carry on, it should not vanish. So Maharaj also explained difference between sadhan and bhajan. There is a difference between sadhan and bhajan. In this material body, with the aim to acquire bhav in us, what we practice, that is called sadhan. So far, when bhav is not developed in us, we are doing only sadhan, not bhajan. Bhajan is done when bhav comes. So without bhav, bhakti, there is no bhajan. And when we come in bhav and then we do bhajan, that bhajan aims at prema. And when prema starts coming, then we leave this body. So from Damodar Ashtakam, greed comes up. But this thing cannot be attained without association of Vaishnava. It is said that in scriptures about Sadhu Sangh, that many were benefited by Sadhu Sangh, including gopis. There is a shloka, and he quoted the shloka. It means that even gopis were benefited by shlokas, by Sadhu Sangh. So Maharaj said that we should not confuse this statement that gopis means Radha Rani and other Nitya Sahachari of Radha Rani. Nitya Sahachari means who are eternal associates of Radha Rani. They are kai view of Radha Rani. They are not who have gone through sadhana process and then got liberated and then got entered into Golok Vrindavan. So this is referred to Shruti Chari, Rishi Chari, and Janakpuri's women and all those sitas of which were made of gold at the time of sacrifice when Ram did many sacrifices. So Radha Rani is not who has come at the stage of Radha Rani by sadhana or bhajan. She is Radha Rani. She was Radha Rani and she is always Radha Rani. Now there is a very, he talked about samanjanasya. Samanjanasya means we should try to analyze and connect the things instead of rejecting it. Like Hanuman. Hanuman is in Dasiras. And he says that I only like Ram. I cannot see Dwarkadesh. I have got no any faith for Dwarkadesh. So we should think that Dwarkadesh in his Bhagavad potency is more than Ram, and Hanuman is such an unintelligent devotee that he does not know it. No, it is not like this. We have to understand this point. Hanuman has got a deep-rooted nistha for Ram. And out of this nistha, he is adhering to Ram only. So it's not wrong that he is not ready to accept anyone else. We should not say that it is deviating from the tattva-gyan. He is deviating from the tattva-gyan. So we have to understand one point. The differences are always in material world. There is no question of differences in spiritual world. So what is there? There is vaishishtya, specialization. One is having its own characteristic, another is having its own characteristic. And every characteristic is having its own speciality. So the difference of speciality and characteristic is there, but there is no difference of opinion or fight or what to say, contradiction.
Duality
is not there. So we should not use the word difference there. What should we use? We should use the word vaishishta. So gopis have got their vaishishta then Yashodama. Yashodama has got her own vaishishta from Sakhas. Not difference. Ram devotees have got their own characteristic and vaishishta, and Krishna's devotees have got their own vaishishta, that is specialities. Maharaj says that some unintelligent and foolish people even say that there is difference between myself and Maharaj. Like this. No. This statement will, they will be doomed by this statement. Yeah. Yeah, he says that some foolish people may say like this. But it is never there. There is no any difference of among Vaishnava. There is never any difference among Vaishnava. What is there? Speciality. He has got his own, some speciality. I have got my different speciality. So there is a characteristic difference. Not Vaishishta. There is Vaishishta. I don't know exact word of Vaishishta, but to my understanding, speciality is only the word or unique characteristic, specific characteristic. Yeah. So differences are only there where there exist four dosh. You know that four in material world there are four defects. That is called pramad, karan tat, karana tat, karan karana tat. Yeah, that brahm pramad viprilapsa, brahm pramad viprilapsa, and karana patu. So there are four type of defects, that we have got illusion, we have got limited senses, that we have got biased to something, that we are make mistake. So these are the defects in each and material world, but when one goes at the stage of bhav, these defects go. So when these defects don't stay, so there is no differences also. And if there is at all you feeling in your mind, your culprit mind, that there is differences between I and Maharaj, or someone says that Maharaj does not talk about Ras Tattva, he is not in Ras Tattva, and if someone says like contrary to me, so these differences will lead them to be disaster. So I request everyone, those who have got these differences, they should very quickly give up these differences, but don't throw them in Vrindavan. Go across Yamuna and throw it in Velvan. Not even Yamuna, Velvan. So this much was the yesterday class. Now today's class is there. Today class, Maharaj was speaking anartha. Yesterday he was speaking anartha. So the problem is started. Problem started when Jeev forgot Krishna. In reference to context, he told four anarthas yesterday. One is, first was, who can tell me? Avidya, forgetting Krishna, avidya. First was avidya, and second was asata Krishna, and third was hirdaya daurbalya, and fourth was aparadha. So avidya, hirdaya daurbalya, weakness of heart, mind. Fourth is aparadha. So he explained and gave very elaborate lecture on these four things. So starting from avidya, he said, after forgetting Krishna, jeev comes in clutches of maya. It haunts a living entity just as a ghost haunts a man. And when a ghost haunts a man, he is not intelligence and understanding and consciousness and
he's not in a proper state.
Yeah. Similarly, our condition becomes. But when it happened? The question is when it happened. There is no history for it. No trace in history for it. That is why it is called anadi, that which does not have any start, beginning. But mind it, never take it granted that any living entity has fallen from Vaikuntha. If we think it is a very, very big apradh. No one can fall from there. Because yat gatva na nivartante tad dham parma mama. After going there, no one can fall. How can eternal associates can fall who are already there? So, this is opposite thought, against our scriptures. Our scriptures don't accept it, and our Jeev Goswami and Parampara never accept that we have fallen from Vaikuntha. We cannot fall from Vaikuntha. Then he explained it more. As soon as a living entity forgets Krishna, material desires crop up in him, automatically. This is fact. So, we fall in different misconceptions. That is called Brahm, illusion. Different illusions. First illusion is Sobrahm, about self. About our own identity. You will get confused. Brahm, B-H-R-A-M, Brahm. Brahm, B-R-A-H-M. You know, there are two Brahm. One pertains to Krishna's potency, that is called Brahm. Aham Brahmasmi, B-R-A-H-M. That will spell B-R-A-H-M. And that is, other is Brahm, B-H-B-R-A-M, Brahm. This is illusion, B-H-R-A-M or B-H-R-M, Brahm. Better is B-H-R-M, don't put A in it. Now spell, what will you say? Brahm, 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 that is illusion. This illusion is just because of forgetting Krishna. Now there are four types of Brahm. One is about self-identity, that is called Sav-Brahm. Sav means own. So about our own identity there is Brahm. No sooner he forgets Krishna, he forgets his own self, his own Savroop. So, in whichever yoni, what you call yoni? Species, in whatever species he goes there, he says that I am that. In animal species, he thinks I am animal. In human being species, he thinks I am a human being. But what is really he forgets it. This is called Sav-Brahm. So, in fact, all living entities are part and parcel of Krishna. Now the question arises, what were the part and parcel of Krishna? We have called that there are incarnations of Krishna, and we call that living entities is also part and parcel of Krishna. So what is different between two? So Maharaj then started speaking in Bangla all these subjects. What I could gather now, I will try to convey. We may reconfirm from Maharaj. He said that God, Brahm, Lord, with his all potencies, when he incarnates for different forms, that incarnation is Sav-Ansh. Sav means his own, Ansh means part. That means Brahm having all his potencies in him, when it takes another form, it is called his incarnation, own incarnation, Sav-Ansh. But when Brahm enters into his Tatastha Shakti, there is one potency, its name is Tatastha, marginal potency. When he enters into marginal potency and then he creates and takes forms, that is all these living entities. So when he incarnates himself, that are called his incarnation. And all living entities which also comes from his this potency, they are called different part and parcels of separated parts of Krishna. Jeevansh, ma'am, ev jeevansh, jeev log sanatana. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained Achintya Bheda Bhed. But, relationship between potency of Krishna and Krishna. Do you know this thing? You are a new person, now try to concentrate. Maharaj spoke very, very nicely in a way that even a new person may understand it. So you try to, this is our main philosophy. No, try understand. Where do we apply this word, Achintya Bheda Bheda? The main question is.
In relationship to the Jiva with the Supreme.
No. Maharaj first said, does it apply there only? No. This applies between the potency of Lord and Lord. Shakti and Shaktiman. The relationship between Shakti and Shaktiman is termed as Achintya Bheda Bheda. Just as Kasturi. A very fragrant thing. It is put here. So Kasturi is here and fragrance is coming out of it. There is no difference between Kasturi and its fragrance. But fragrance goes 20 yards ahead. Kasturi is here and fragrance is 20 yards ahead. There Kasturi is not there. But still that fragrance belongs to Kasturi. If Kasturi is not there, then fragrance cannot be there. So that fragrance cannot be separated from Kasturi in this regard. If Kasturi is taken away, there will be no fragrance. But because fragrance is there and Kasturi is not there, so that fragrance cannot be called as Kasturi also. So there is a very complicated relationship between the potency of Kasturi, that is its smell, and Kasturi. So relationship between Shakti and Shaktiman is Achintya Bheda Bheda. So Jeev is Shakti and Krishna is Shaktiman. So relationship between Jeev and Krishna is Achintya Bheda Bheda. Maya is Shakti, Krishna is Shaktiman. So relationship between Maya and Krishna is Achintya Bheda Bheda. All the potency and potent, their relationship between is Achintya Bheda Bheda. A flower and its smell, the relationship between both is Achintya Bheda Bheda. Why he was explaining this thing? He was saying that in other parampara, we have got a speciality in this definition. Why? Because, like he quoted, which parampara? Nimbarka parampara. He quoted Nimbarka parampara. In Nimbarka parampara, they say Jeev comes from Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says it does not come from Krishna. Jeev does not come from Krishna. Jeev comes from Krishna's potency. That potency is marginal potency. So, if we think that it comes from Krishna, then there will be vikar in Krishna. Defect will be in Krishna. The change is taking place in Krishna. But no, this change is taking place in potency of a Krishna. And if change takes place in potency, it does not mean that Krishna is changing. So Krishna is unchanged. He is never changing. Brahma is never changing. Brahma is never changing, but potency is changing. Potency has got characteristic of having many varieties and variegatedness and creating many things and destroying many things and reappearing and appearing. All these things being done in potency does not make any difference and defect in the potent. So, according to our philosophy, potency is always working and creating everything, not potent. Potent is only enjoying. Potent is only remains akhand. Akhand means undivided. Therefore, Mayavadi says, if you say that Jeev has come from Krishna, so you are making defect in Krishna and we don't accept it. We say that there is no Jeev. If there is no Jeev, so it is never defected, and it is never defected, it is Advaita. And this is the basis of Mayavadi philosophy. Advaita means no second one is existing. Only he exists, and everything what we see is like dream, non-existent, untrue, false. False means it does not exist. So he was saying that even you can get some potency. In my village, he was quoting, in my village there was one person, we used to call him Chachaji. He went to the some place and after some time he came with a Siddhi. In Siddhi, he could create many things, but they were totally false. He said that we used to say, Chachaji, hame jalebi chahiye. Oh, jalebi chahiye. He will just chant a mantra and he will just say, and from his hands, thousands of jalebi will fall. And they will fall and we will catch them. There is no jalebi. There is no jalebi. So, this thing is happening. Is this thing happening in that person? No. By mantra potency he was doing this thing. So the changing and creation and disappearance was taking place by his mantra, not in him. He was not getting any effect. Maharaj was quoting this thing. He was not getting defected by this, by chanting this mantra. So mantra was the potency he was using and he was the potent. By mantra he was creating the thing without getting any damage and any defect or any change in himself. Similarly, God and Brahma does not change and his potency changes. And relationship between him and potency is achintya bhed abhed. This was not described by Vaman Maharaj, but Narayan Maharaj stressed this thing because today's class was based on why we got Brahm illusion of ourselves. So he was explaining this whole tattva. He says these things has very, very clearly stated. One thing. Just a woman deliver a child. She has got potency to have a child in her womb and she delivers it. Halke ho gaye ho? Many people will not be recognized today by us. Well, this is recognizable.
This is
recognizable.
This is Narada Muni.
Just after prasav, Maharaj says, after prasav, after giving delivery to a child, the woman remains same. There is no change in her. And another creation takes existence. Similarly, why? Because her potency is working. She is not working. Her potency is working to create a child, which has been granted to her. Similarly, God creates the whole thing through his potency, and potency is creating and destroying, so change does not take place in him. And Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan has narrated all these things very, very nicely in his Gobind Bhashya. So, right now we are having many vanities and proud. I am this, I am this, I can do this thing, I will get this thing, I will destroy this thing. But these are false prides. And this leads us to forget our Savrupa, ourself. What is that Savrupa? That we are Krishna's servant, Krishna ke das. This is what we forget. And we forget that this whole world and even this body is rented place. This whole world and even this body is rented place.
What?
Rented place. Just as we have to give. We go to a dharmshala and we have to... What is? Yes, temporary. Aaye the hum Hari Bhajan ko otan lage kapas. We came to do Hari Bhajan. But started doing, from cotton you make thread. From cotton, you make thread. So, what is called this process?
Spinning,
yes. And you started spinning. You came to do bhajan, but started spinning. Why? Maharaj gave once example that a person came to do bhajan, and when he was doing bhajan, a woman started coming and serving him, and when he opened his eyes, he accepted his services, then he accepted her also. And when he accepted her, then they got married, then they have children, then he needed to work. What was the work there? There was a cotton mill there, then he went there and he started spinning work. Aaye the Hari Bhajan ko aur otan lage kapas. So our fact is like this. Now the second illusion is Paratattva Brahm. Illusion about God. To whom we should worship? Should we worship Shankar, Krishna, Narayan or all are one? So then he gave that example, Brahmeti, Pramatmeti, Advaya Tattva. Advaya means doesn't mean that there is no two. Advaya means not, doesn't mean that two. There are two, but in control of one only. Advaya means there are two, but in control of one only. Ate, we should not think that Prabhram and Brahm is same. Prabhram is superior to Brahm. Bhagavan is for Brahm. In our scriptures, many statements are there, like Ishwar. Sometimes Bhagavan is Ishwar. But sometimes two small demigods we are using Ishwar, name Ishwar. If we use them Ishwar, then God is Maheshwar. And sometimes two Shivji we are using Maheshwar. When we say Shivji is Maheshwar, then Krishna is Mahamaheshwar. He is Mahamaheshwar or Parameshwar. So sometimes we say God as Atma. But when we say ourselves as Atma, then God is Paramatma. So Paramatma is greater than Atma. So we should be very much clear who is Paratattva. Paratattva is Parameshwar, Param God. The God with Atma. Sadhya means goal. And sadhana means the process we adopt to, means the means we adopt to attain the goal. So there is a lot of illusion. Maharaj says that many people say that we should chant. Then we will get love for Krishna. We should not be concerned. We adopt to means the means we adopt to attain the goal. So there is a lot of illusion. Maharaj says that many people say that we should chant. Then we will get love for Krishna. We should not be concerned for. There is a very big fight between Mayavadis and Vaishnava. I am very much confused that should I accept Mayavad or should I accept Vaishnavism? Should I accept that Krishna is Lord or there is no form of Lord? But one thing is there, both says that we should chant. So let us chant. We should forget about this fight and we should not be concerned. It is very high things. It doesn't come to our mind. We should chant. Maharaj says it won't do. First we should be clear what is the goal, then only the means will be success. Means will be having its meaning, otherwise it will have no meaning. We should be very much clear about goal. For this we may refer to discussion between Ramanand Rai and Mahaprabhu, where the discussion was what is sadhya and sadhana. So our sadhya is, our goal is say Radharani or Krishna. No, Maharaj says don't say like this also. Our goal is to have love for Krishna. So Krishna is not our goal. Our goal is love for Krishna. So our aradhya is, worshipable is Akhil Rasamrit Sindhu Sarva Shakti Samanvit Vrajendra Nandan. Akhil Rasamrit Sindhu. Akhil means all. Rasa, ras. Ras Amrit, ras of mellow of love, this nectar and ocean of this nectar, Krishna, such Krishna who is with all potencies, and that he is Brijendra Nandan, he is our aradhya, worshipable, and our aim is love for him. This statement he was giving for all the Brijaras people, not only Madhuri, for all. Otherwise, Radharani Dasi, it is too much specific. So then he says, even in the consciousness, there are many type of consciousness, achhadit chetana, muklit chetana, and viksit chetana. Totally covered consciousness, like trees and all. Then semi-covered consciousness, conditions, living entities like us. And then viksit chetana, those who have been above from conditioning. And those who have come to the conditionless consciousness, or we may call it viksit, developed consciousness, it is also categorized into three. Complete developed, more complete developed, and most complete developed consciousness. So, in order to achieve goal and attain goal, there is only one means, and that is bhakti. Without this, we cannot attain our goal. So, all the scriptures finally try to drag us into bhakti. And hence, we should accept all scriptures which tells us about bhakti. Our Goswami's scriptures are bhakti, having bhakti in it. So, they are only scripture for us. We reject other scriptures because they are not fully giving bhakti. The fourth illusion is Virodhi Brahm. Virodhi means contradictory or opposite. Brahm, illusion. What is this? We have understood the thing, but still we have got some flickering mind. We try to mix up our material desire with the real goal of life. Let me earn about 20 lakhs rupees, then I will have a very nice temple to serve Vaishnava and Lord. He says, very good. You are a very advanced devotee. Maharaj says, it is Virodhi Brahm. It is illusion that we will attain bhakti by this way. And what is another illusion? We will preach. The male says that I am very much big preacher among women. If I just preach women, they get very much easily convinced. Let me go ahead for it. This is very big illusion. And vice versa. So, we have to be careful for this. Why? This preaching and all can be done if we are competent enough. Then we will not fall down. Like Shiki Mahiti. What was his name? Two and a half. One was with Shekhi Mahiti, Madhavi, Janvi, Mirabai. Then he quoted Mirabai also. Mirabai came to Jeev Goswami. And Jeev Goswami was not seeing any woman. This is the ideal he established. Then we should not be concerned to preach women. This should not be our tendency. But when Mirabai said that I don't see any male other than Krishna, then he realized that she is an advanced devotee. When she is advanced devotee, then he called her and gave her mantra and she chanted. But because she could not associate much, so she had Sokiya Bhav and she went to Dwarka and she entered into Dwarkadesh. Then he gave an example of that we should not crop up our own conception like this. That one disciple of Gopal Bhatt, he said, he came to on Ekadashi day, he came to Gopal Bhatt Swami. Goswami eating betel, pan. You are eating betel? Yes. Why? I offered it to Lord and I ate it. What could I have done? Should I have thrown it out? He says, then what you offered else to Lord? I offered puri, sabji, chapati, kheer and all. And what did you do of that? It was Ekadashi day. He said, I ate them because it was prasad. He says, nonsense. You know, it is against the scripture. He says, I don't find anything against the scripture. It was prasad. I have to honor it. Then he rejected that disciple. Don't come to me and don't claim you to be my disciple and today I will not take you as my disciple. So, there are processes we have to adopt, which is not to be, and we should follow it, like Ekadashi and all. If one has gone to the Nitya Leela, there is no problem. We can eat betel and we give it to Krishna and Krishna can give it to us and we can eat. That is on that stage of liberated stage, mukta, param mukta sthiti. Not in this stage. In this stage we follow that, we are then sahaji. So, to attain it we should do prayer. Then Maharaj says, the second was asat trishna. It was all explanation of what? Avidya. Now Asat Trishna. Asat Trishna is also, there are different categories of it. The first category is Ehik Trishna, desire of material thing. To have sense gratification. Then he quoted the example of Agni, fire and insect. Insect sees a glitter and he jumps into it. Then he gave example of elephant. And elephant is caught because they just have a she-elephant and then they allure him. And it follows and he jumps into a deep hole. Then he gave example of deer. He gets attracted towards melodious voice. He says that these all are examples they got entrapped because of their one type of sense gratification, and in human being all the 10 sense gratification are in our youth. How much will we be trapped? We have to be cautious for this. And it cannot be possible unless we are in menial service of Guru and Vaishnava and continuously praying to Swarup Damodar, to Rup Goswami, that you are the leader, pioneer and real advanced devotees to help us, please help us, we are having so much agitation of senses in our us, please help us. These prayers and association of devotees much. There are six kinds of vega. Udar vega, vega means? Urges. Six kinds of urges, which has been described by Srila Rupa Goswami in Upadeshamrita. We cannot curb those urges by of our own, but there are certain process of vairagya and yoga. By this we can reduce them to some extent, but we cannot get rid of them totally, unless we take shelter of Guru and Vaishnava. Then he gave example of that Krishna mercy is like sun rays, and mercy of Guru and Vaishnava is like water of a pond, water of a kund, and our heart of bhakti is like a lotus flower. So when sun rays falls on a lotus flower, it blossoms. But if there is no water, instead of blossoming, it will get dried up. By the heat of sun, it will get dried up. Similarly, if there is no mercy of Vaishnava and Guru, then our bhakti will be dried. It will burn instead of blossoming. Yes, we are coming to end fast. Then comes bhakti, mukti, bhuti, vancha. We have got tendencies towards riddhi, siddhi. When we do bhakti, we feel that some unnatural power should come in us. Some people take shelter of astrology, palmistry, and future predictions. He says those who go in that line, they will be doomed totally. This is disastrous for their life. Even in our matter, in our brahmachari, some people are still learning astrology and palmistry. He says this will not lead to the real bhakti. Everything will come by Harinam only. Whatever comes from Harinam, accept it. Mukti and Siddhi. Siddhi is 5-8 type Siddhis and Riddhis. They always run after a devotee and prays that and waits for time that at all he desires something, then I will fulfill it. He quoted like Krishna, he is the head of all devotees. He was caught by Mother Yashoda. And Mother says, I will bind you with this mortar. Oh, how can I go with my friends? He just thought, how can I go with my friends? And Yogmaya is with her always to serve him. Then she says, oh, Krishna does not desire to be bound by mother, and he desired to go to friends. Then she could not bind her. This was the activity of Yogmaya, just because Krishna desired it. And she did a lot of effort, but she could not. His stomach remained there. As it is, nothing was ballooned, nothing was bubbled, but she could not bind. And the moment Krishna says, oh, my mother is too much tired, she could not bind me, what's the matter? Then Yogmaya allowed him to. So, just in case of Krishna, this Yogmaya is doing like this. In case, similarly, in case of devotees, his Yogmaya, as Riddhi Siddhi, is always waiting for time when he desires something and I fulfill. So, this bhakti is very tender. Bhakti is very tender. And if we have any desire, including desire of liberation and desire of enjoyment, it's just tender thing, what happens to it? It just gets destroyed. It dries, very fast it dries away. Now the fourth is aparad. Fourth is aparad. What is aparad? We have got four types of aparad.
Why you didn't explain the four types of desire?
Bhakti. Then we have our heart and mind weak. How does it become weak? Let me marry. It is difficult to go to the old age without marrying and without having association of women. Very difficult. Why? You find yourself weak now. I can't do it. And then you try to convince yourself. How do you convince? Look, Janvi, all Parikars of Mahaprabhu were married. What's the harm in it? No harm. And I should marry, I will have a Krishna conscious boy. He will run my dynasty. Suppose I don't marry, and no one marries, how this world will go? We should not go against the stream of God's desire to run this world. It is the desire of God this world is doing. So we should not try to do anything against God. So he says, Maharaj was saying, as if you are the responsible to run this world. Created by God, but responsibility given to you, that if you will not marry, then how this world will go? He said, you know, a goat has millions of hair on her body. If one falls down, does she care for that? There are innumerable Brahmand and innumerable conditions living souls. If one can get liberated, there is no any minor thing in Krishna's world. So he said that in Hriday Dourbalya there is another world, Matsarya. Matsarya means enviousness. He says many things of our defects can be used in Krishna consciousness, and we call it Yukta Vairagya. But this Matsarya can never be used in service of Lord. This is such a horrible thing which we have to get rid of. And if it remains, then we cannot progress in Krishna consciousness. Then desire of fame, name and fame, Sav-pratistha, this is very much against, this is the last snare of Maya Maharaj, this is one of the great snare of Maya. Then Maharaj said about aparad, there are four type of aparad. Aparad about Krishna, aparad pertaining to Krishna, this is called seva aparad, aparad, offenses pertaining to Krishna. Then nam aparad, that is aparad pertaining to name. And then tadiya vastu aparad. Tadiya vastu aparad means offenses pertaining to Lord's objects like Tulsi, like Vaishnava and other things. Tadiya vastu aparad. And fourth is jiva ke prati aparad, offense pertaining to living entities. So, living entities. All of the living entities are having Lord with him, them. Vastu and then jiva aparad. This way, this lecture was finished. Maharaj says that today is last day of, we are finishing our fast, but in fact, so far we exercised and now we should practice this fast. So far we exercised and cultivated it, now we should practice this fast. So now fast will be finished, we will take prasad, and all those who have come, they will run to the market, someone will purchase sari, some will dhoti, some will purchase something, just as a remembrance of Vrindavan. He says, don't fall in these activities. This is not remembrance of Vrindavan. Remembrance is the places where you go, that memory must be in your mind. The lecture you heard and the knowledge you gain, that must be the memories you should carry with you for Vrindavan, instead of that material objects and wherever you have gone. So we should start our life according to the learning and teaching we got in this training center. God Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
Since this many?
That's fine.
Not to ask.
Only to solve the inherent.
Is there any chance that my memory can...
In the meeting of
Parikshit
Maharaj, there are so many persons of so many desires. Karmi, Jnani, Yogi, Sapakti, all kinds of persons were there. They were all jerks with Vishan Pandya.
Worldly.
Doesn't he know what is Atma, Paramatma and what is all this? Mm-hmm. If he is, Karmi or Jnani ko sandeh ho sakta hai. Karmi as Jnani may have doubt. What doubt? Why Krishna played with
another
wife of another goat? in the night, alone Krishna, so many beautiful young ladies there, Kishori. Why he did so? Why he took up that their cloth and danced and played with all gopis? It was out of etiquette. It was according to dharma. So Parikshit Maharaj saw that all were gathering. They were karmic yogis, jnanis, sakshis. They may have doubt about the person of Sukadeva Goswami. So he is asking. He knows that Sukadeva Goswami was Brahman. Brahman means Sukadeva Goswami was Bal Brahmachari. Bal Brahmachari sir. You know Bal Brahmachari? Some boyhood he was Brahmachari. And he had no Maya at all. No Maya concern. And he was Jnani. He knew that what is world, what is Atma, what is Parma. He was also Atmaram Yogi. He knew past, present and
future.
He was describing all these leelas, past and great happily, having some faith. And then he was telling this Harikatha, past and of Krishna. He was totally forgotten all these worldly things. Where he was sitting, where was not sitting, he was in body or not, everything he followed. And very gladly he was telling all this. But in the meantime he asked this question, he became upset and he became also curious. Why these bogus questions had been put up? I was in Golok Vrindavan and he had dragged me into this. This अत्यंत खराब जगत
bad world.
Bad world. Yes. And this silly question. What they are Karmi and Yogi and Brahmagyani are thinking that Krishna is a man and he was playing ordinarily as worldly person who is and go to hell. Like then, in this question it came that why Krishna being so, he has come to accept, re-establish of dharma, he is vakta of dharma,
vakta,
speaker of dharma, and he is rakshak of protector of dharma. What is dharma here? You know, best dharma in this world?
Krishna.
What is the best?
Krishna
mind. Krishna consciousness. In Krishna consciousness, the services of gopis to Krishna are in highest level of. Krishna wanted to re-establish this dharma. No? So he has established by Rasmila. It is not for worldly purpose. But he asked this question and he did not answer. So he telling Sanatana Goswami that
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
That is, this was not question of Parikshit. This was the doubt in Karma Jnani and others. This has come with Ansena. Ansena mane? Ansena mane? This is?
This is part and Balamukhi.
Partly Baldev Prabhu was the Ansa of Krishna. Baldev Prabhu was sufficient to kill all demons and to establish them. But Krishna, he cannot establish as gopis that prem. Gopis prem he cannot establish. So he can to establish the gopi prem. And he, Parikshit knew that from Hari boyhood, from his birth, Sukadeva Goswami was a dharmic guru. And he cannot support any adharma. So what he is telling is dharma. But yet for all those persons we are. Sukadeva Goswami has told that being Vishnu, being Krishna, as a son Krishna, he cannot touch a dharma. As fire burns stool and all other things, that things also. But he is never becomes innocent. So Krishna is God of God, Ishwar of Ishwar. If he does any adharma, no adharma is there. But Krishna actually has not done any adharma. Karmis and jnanis are thinking, their doubt is that though Krishna is Ishwar and Ishwar of Ishwar, but yet he has to adopt the course of Brahmins. Bhagavan ko bhi aram chai, opposite dharma, he will have to take the fruit of that dharma. Krishna ne jabhi Atmaram. Atmaram.
Self-satisfied.
Or Aptakam?
No desire.
He has उन्होंने सब कुछ भोग लिया. He has tested everything. Now no one. If an ass or bull set full food, it will take anything. पेट भरने के बाद में नहीं लेता. If you have taken full food yours, up to here, if anything it will be given to you, you will take? आप तो काम उसको कहते हैं जिनकी कामनाएं सब पूर्ण हो गई. कोई कामना, यू आर आप तो काम. एंड कृष्ण इज सुपीरियर टू आप तो काम. एंड ही इज हिज आराध्य देव यू नो. You cannot do it. You cannot do that. You cannot play with other wife. But why
your Aradha
Dev doing this work? I've done this. I know that he has done good. But why he has done it? Kim Abhipraya. What is the motive, inner motive? Before day? Okay. About five times of?